This Gilded Abyss by Rebecca Thorne. Read for you by Natalie Nottis. Chapter 1. Sergeant Nix Marr knew she was screwed when she stepped into the locker room amidst murmurs of visiting royalty. The Valkesh Army's spire scraper, tall circular buildings that stretched into the sky like stalagmites, was built in the shadow of the Royal's Grand Palace. But despite their proximity, despite all the honors and gratitude the Valkeshian government proffered its military, the royals continued to enjoy existence elsewhere. All but one, at least. And that one happened to be a pain in Nix's ass.
"Come to watch us train."
Gareth, a kid on her squad, had their head buried in their locker. They only wore briefs and a tank top, their olive-toned legs on full display, but their excitement was unfazed by their physical state of dress. No one had noticed Nix enter, which meant her squad would be working on situational awareness next. She crossed her arms, her camera tucked under one elbow. "Who's watching us train?" Her voice was sharp, and all 12 soldiers snapped to attention. It would have been satisfying if cold dread hadn't tightened her chest. Gareth resurfaced from their locker, clearing their throat.
Sergeant, didn't see you there.
"I noticed," Nix replied. "Who's visiting?"
"Subarch Cassandra,"
an older ensign, Leon, said. He was close to making sergeant himself and was arguably the nearest thing Nix had to a friend. He flashed a wry smile and gestured at the camera.
"Find anything good this morning?"
She barely heard him. A sudden roaring in her ears drowned him out, and a flash of an unbidden memory. Kian, laughing a little, shoving her shoulder as they lounged in a utilitarian recreation room. "Cassandra is just a person, Nix. I think you should go for it." She shouldn't have listened.
"Sergeant?"
Leon asked cautiously. They all had moments like this, brief instances where they'd zone out, where their hearts would pound a bit harder. But normally, Nix had better control. Normally, she could detach, shake off the panic, and handle the here and now. She drew a trembling breath, scrambling for calm. "Found a cardinal in the snow. Images might be blurry, but a few should turn out." The camera in her hand, an autographic Prime LZ, which cost enough of her salary that most days she felt guilty looking at it, was folded into a compact box, easy enough to tuck away in a locker during drills. A brass clasp at the top ensured the lens stayed compressed until needed. She fiddled with it as she stepped to her locker. Her squad watched mutely. Once she set the camera on a shelf and peeled off her jacket to prepare for their drills, noise picked back up. Unfortunately, so did the conversation.
"I just can't believe the Cassandra is coming here. She's the best royal."
Gareth sounded starstruck. They finally tugged on their trousers, hopping on one foot to pull them over their boots. Nix watched the debacle out of the corner of her eyes. Could have just taken the boots off first, but whatever.
"That's because Cassandra is the only royal who'd bother to visit."
Beside Gareth, Claire patted deodorant under her armpits, her voice heavy with sarcasm.
"Everyone else is required to commit their firstborn for the army, but not them. 18 subarchs, 43 tertiarchs, and of course our esteemed primarch, and she's the first to join. That automatically makes me like her."
"You'd better watch your tone about the rest,"
Leon said, warning in his voice. Claire clamped her mouth shut, eyes sweeping to Nix.
"He's right," Nix said begrudgingly.
She was already wearing her uniform and tossed her sergeant's jacket into her locker. As always, she tucked her camera behind it. None of these kids would mess with her stuff, but she didn't want to open the invitation. Other squads used these lockers too.
"Plus, she only served for 3 years. She's been